I want to start this lesson off with a great story about Charles Plum. Plum was a Navy pilot. On his 76th combat mission, he was shot down and parachuted after he ejected out of his plane into enemy territory. He was captured and he spent 6 years in prison. He survived. One day, at a restaurant, Plum was with his wife, and he was approached by a man, and the man said, "Are you Plum, the Navy pilot?" "Yes, how did you know?" said Plum. "Because," the man replied, "I packed your parachute." Plum was amazed and grateful. "If the chute you packed hadn't opened or worked properly, I wouldn't be here today," is what Plum said. Plum refers to this in his lectures, his realization that the anonymous sailors who packed the parachutes held the pilots' lives in their hands, and yet the pilots never gave these sailors a second thought, never even said hello, let alone said thanks. Now when Plum is lecturing, he asks his audiences, "Who packs your parachutes? Who helps you through life? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Think about who helps you, recognize them, and say thanks." The sandwich approach. Without acknowledgement, you can't build rapport, or it's very difficult to build rapport. And without rapport, the opportunity to give feedback, at least in a way it's received and understood, is very difficult. If you want your staff or anyone you're interacting with to receive constructive criticism, you need to acknowledge them first and show that you appreciate them. There's a great technique to do this, and I didn't invent this technique. I think I first heard about it or learned about it when I was in the Air Force Academy through leadership training, and it's called the sandwich approach. The idea is we've got three layers, or like a sandwich, a bun, the meat or patty, and then the next layer, the bun. So it's three layers. And the first layer is acknowledgement. So rather than, you know, starting right off the bat with something negative or some sort of criticism, we acknowledge the person first to show that we value them and we appreciate them. We want to talk about something they've done right. We don't just want to focus on the negative. And people are generally more receptive to that feedback if you know that you appreciate them. So saying something positive up front lets you know that you appreciate them. And this needs to be something heartfelt, something legitimate. You can't just make something up. As an example, you could say something like, you know, "That training deck, those PowerPoint slides you put together in ethical hacking were really awesome. I especially like the live demo you walked through because I know from my experience how difficult it is to do a live demo because there's so many things that can go wrong and it's very challenging. So awesome job." So that's a very positive acknowledgement. And you want to be as specific as possible. You don't want to just say things like, you know, "Hey Bob, you rock. You're awesome. Great job." You want to mention something specific so they know you're being sincere. And it needs to come from your heart and be sincere as well. People can sense when you're not being sincere. So that's layer one. After the acknowledgement, the next layer is the constructive feedback part. So you could say something like, "I'd like to talk to you about something else. That email you sent your coworker was a little bit harsh or could be perceived as harsh. You know, what's going on?" And you want to be as specific as possible with the constructive feedback. And it's important to make sure that you discuss a plan with concrete steps on how to improve. And the ideas for the improvement should come from the person that's receiving the feedback, not from you or the person giving the feedback. Because you started with an acknowledgement, the person you're talking to will be more receptive to the feedback for improvement. And as we've already talked about, acknowledgement tells them you appreciate them and you're not just using them. They'll be more likely to trust you. And don't just end the conversation there. This is not an open-faced sandwich. So we want to close it off with something positive. So we have positive, what could be considered negative, or the criticism or the feedback, and then something positive as well. So you can end the conversation with something like, "I've really seen a lot of improvement in your commitment to both your job and this company. I really appreciate that. Keep up the awesome work. This way you leave on a high note. You don't want to have the person you're talking to only focus on the feedback or what could be perceived as negative. You want them to be aware of those challenges so they can make improvements. And you want to give them a plan, or not give them a plan, but have them come up with a plan to make those improvements. But if you end on that positive note, the results will be long-lasting, because the employee or the person you're talking to will feel appreciated and respected. The biggest cookie in the jar. In its natural state, life has no meaning. At least that's what I believe. What we end up doing is we attach a meaning to our experiences from the past, and often we attach a meaning that holds us back. It's much better to attach a meaning that serves us rather than hinders us. A lot of us had a difficult childhood or something in our past that was very challenging to overcome. My childhood and the obstacles I overcame during it are part of my cookie jar. It's probably the biggest cookie in my jar. And if I could get through that, which I tell myself, if I could get through my childhood, I should be able to get through just about anything. Because that cookie made me stronger. The bottom line is, if we attach the right meaning, we can learn from every experience, positive or negative. So rather than saying something like, you know, that sucked, or I'm such a failure, ask yourself, what can I learn, or what can I take away from this experience that will serve me in the future? Key takeaways. Without acknowledgement, it's extremely difficult to build rapport. And without rapport, the opportunity to give constructive feedback that's well received is lost. If you want people to receive your constructive criticism, you need to acknowledge them first and show that you appreciate them. This lets them know that your constructive feedback is coming from the right place. The sandwich approach is a great way to give feedback. The first layer is acknowledgement. The next layer is the feedback. And the final layer, the third layer, is acknowledgement or something positive again. What's next? In the next lesson, we'll talk about how the lack of acknowledgement impacts your organization and your team and your family and basically any relationship you have. We'll answer important questions like, why do some employees become bitter, toxic, and disengaged? And how only looking for high IQ individuals will sabotage you in the long term. I'll also share with you a very important framework for expressing appreciation called the 5 languages of appreciation. This is based on the 5 love languages. So there's really a lot of fascinating things to learn, and I can't wait to see you in lesson 3.